Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Good morning. I hope you're enjoying your breakfast of your Wheaties and your toast.
Do people eat Wheaties anymore?
I don't know. I haven't been in the cereal. I don't eat cereal.
Yeah, so. I've stopped.
I never was a big cereal person. I was the kid who just wanted to get the cereal for the toy, and that was it. I don't think they even do toys anymore. Like, cereal sucks. I don't know why anybody would even eat it anymore.
What was your favorite cereal?
As a kid, I liked Frosted Flakes. Captain Crunch, the peanut butter was pretty good. I just wasn't a big cereal person. I never really was. As an adult, I do like the Special K with the strawberries. I can do that. And there's some other ones that are not horrible. I don't know. I don't eat breakfast. I don't even usually eat lunch. And then I have a sensible dinner. Part of the Slim Fast plan. I don't know. I really don't. It's funny. I can go all day without having any food in me.
Oh, my.
Imagine if I ate.
Good Lord.
Imagine if I actually fueled my body with some.
You're explaining a lot right now. Back in the days when I actually ate cereal, Lucky Charms. I was a Lucky Charms girl.
Yeah.
Even from a little kid, I would run around pretending to be the little.
The Lucky leprechaun. Charms leprechaun. Yeah.
But I loved the cereal, and I would eat the marshmallows and then the other parts.
I convinced my daughter that she was a leprechaun when she was little. Because she has red hair. And she's like, I'm like, well, what does a leprechaun do? They have red hair and they make messes, is what she would tell me. I'm like, well, you have red hair and you make messes.
Therefore, you are a leprechaun.
Like, did you ever think you might be a leprechaun? Oh my gosh, Dad, I might be a leprechaun. I was like, you are, honey.
Nice. Well, speaking of crazy.
Yeah, speaking of crazy. So here we are back in court, Lori Vallow Daybell, because apparently multiple murder convictions and a lifetime supply of jumpsuits weren't enough courtroom time for her. This time, it's Arizona's turn to deal with the mess. And believe me, it's a mess that smells like gunpowder, conspiracy, and a whole lot of self-sabotage. We'll watch a clip from her in just a few moments of being in court, asking the judge to recuse himself. The same judge from the last murder trial, too, where she was found guilty and represented herself. This case, of course, centers around now Brandon Boudreau, Lori's niece, ex-husband. Back in 2019, someone shot at him in his driveway. Not exactly a random crime, considering this guy was starting to ask questions about Lori and her Merry Little Apocalypse Club. Prosecutors say Lori orchestrated the attempt, not pulled the trigger herself, but allegedly nudged her late brother Alex Cox to handle it. Think of it all like the worst kind of Uber Eats order. You request it, someone else delivers it, but you're still responsible for the poison in the bag. And now, even though Lori's been convicted already for helping kill her kids and Chad Daybell's wife, Tammy, and even though she was just convicted again in Arizona for conspiring to murder her own husband, Charles Vallow, she's not exactly waving the white flag yet. No, she's going pro se again. That's legal speak for her. I'll be representing myself, Your Honor, because clearly if there's one person qualified to handle multiple murder charges, it's the one person whose entire belief system includes being a literal goddess sent to usher in the end of times. Let's take a look at Lori Vallow Daybell. Trying to school the judge a little bit, letting the judge know that she's not down with all of this. Let's take a look at this.
I have to ask that you would recuse yourself from the obvious personal bias that you have against me and send us to Master Calendar for this scheduling of a trial.
And what personal bias is that?
a lot, obviously, the personal bias that you're showing right now and that you've shown on the FTR several times during the trial.
Okay, well, I don't have any personal bias, all right? I've over-accommodated you on
everything
when you have to disclose things. In fact, your expert should be summarily precluded today, and I haven't done that. All right? So
you denied every single one of my motions for a year and a half that I've been here. Every single one of my motions has been denied. And have any of those motions not had merit? You've denied every single motion.
I think I was here this morning about 15 minutes ago when I granted your motion to meet with your attorneys over the lunch hour. I have granted other motions of yours. Okay?
That's the first motion that you've ever granted.
Well,
in my behalf.
I have motions that have a legal basis, and I might grant them.
So you're saying none of my motions have had merit?
Not many, no.
And none of the motions that my first team, you denied every one of my first team's motions, you denied every one of my second team's motions, and now you've denied every one of my motions until today.
I haven't denied every one of your motions.
Every single one of their motions was denied. Every single one of the second team's motions were denied and online. So you didn't come into this with any bias against me in the first place?
Again, file a motion that has legal merit, okay?
And none of my attorneys ever filed a motion with any legal merit?
They filed a motion on your behalf, the first team, to preclude media coverage, and I issued my ruling according to the law, all right? They filed a motion to have you dressed out, not in jail clothes during hearings like this, okay? That was not based in law. I denied that motion. So I've ruled on the motions as required by law.
Without any kind of a conclusion of law in them, just denied, 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 denied. Does that not show your bias and a prejudice against one single person?
All right. Are you done?
Are you not going to recuse yourself?
No. I'm denying your motion. Anything else?
Just stomp on the bug.
Boom.
Stomp on the bug.
Watching like a rom-com, but yeah. You could see exactly how it was going to end. You know, like, oh, okay, they're going to get back together in the end. And yeah, I mean, we felt this coming.
I like Judge Bursky. He has a great personality. He's just very matter of fact, doesn't get caught up in the emotion of anything. Just here's the facts. And no, I mean, you can say all this. It doesn't make it real.
Right.
What else you got? And she's just delusion, 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 and nothing's landing. And she just, and then she just gets shut down. That's all you can
do.
She's
living in an alternate universe. And hopefully the rest of us don't live in that universe. And he's just looking at it going, no. Get back in your cage, crazy lady.
I'm a fan. In her latest act of legal gymnastics, Lori tried to get the judge removed from her upcoming trial, saying he's biased against her. That motion was denied faster than you can say doomsday cult. She also wants to toss out half the prosecution's witnesses, claiming the state's just tossing spaghetti at the wall to see what sticks. Yeah. Spoiler alert, the spaghetti is staying. All 22 witnesses are locked in and ready to go. She's also trying to get her conviction for Charles Vallow's death thrown out, claiming juror misconduct, procedural missteps, and basically that the whole courtroom was rigged against her. Again, no dice, at least not yet. The judge wasn't buying it unless something big surfaces. Neither will an appellate court. And let's not forget her motion to dismiss the Arizona case, completely based on a speedy trial violation, because Lori Vallow, a woman who's been dodging reality with rigorous visions of ghost husbands, suddenly cares about the clock. The trial for the attempted murder of Brandon Boudreau starts with jury selection on May 29th. Opening statements are expected June 2nd. And despite already being buried under life sentences, Lori's still out there, lawyering like her life depends on it, which, to be fair, it kind of does if she ever hopes to get out of prison before the second coming she used to talk so much about. What happens at the second coming? Do you get stuck? If you're in behind bars, do the bars open up? Do they melt? Do they disappear? Or I wonder what Lori thinks about that. I wonder how that's all going to work out. Or is she just going to be like, oh shit, everybody left and I'm going to die of starvation?
Being a goddess, doesn't she have like a special key or something? Can't she just let herself out? I don't know how this works.
I don't know. I think Lori, though, you don't want to be a cellmate of Lori because I think the first thing she's going to think of is, I'm going to eat you. She just strikes me as that type.
So now you're saying she's a cannibal?
I'm going to say she'll do whatever she needs for self-preservation. And that would include eating a cellmate. So okay. I would say if you're in a cellmate of Lori and she thinks the end is nigh, I would kill her before she kills you. Because you're going to go
your hair is going to look stunning.
Yeah. I mean, get some beauty tips first.
That ponytail at the top of her head, that little top knot thing that they do with dogs that come back from the groomer, especially Shih Tzus.
Yeah. She kind of does look like a Shih Tzu now.
Yeah. Yeah. I had one growing up and we always, even the male, sorry, Dino in heaven. We would, he had his little ponytail at the top of the head. So every time I see her with that, that weird hairstyle, I'm like, oh, she's a dog.
It really is kind of true.
Kind of.
I wonder if that's inspiration for her. I don't know.
Are you ready for this trial?
I don't even care. She's already gone forever. The morbid curiosity of watching Lori Vallow is gone. She's nuts. It's just kind of, I don't know. At the beginning, it was very curious. I was very curious because it really kind of was a circus act. But now it's just, what are we doing? I mean, this is a woman with a brain that does not work. And we're entertaining it like it does. And we're wasting money on it like it does. And why? Why? I mean, she should be locked away in a mental facility for the rest of her life. And they should have never had to go into trial. They should have just, you're fucking nuts. You're not okay. You're not well. She clearly is not well. I don't think she actually, I believe she thinks she's innocent. I don't think she comprehends what she has done. I don't think she thinks this is an act. I think this is her reality. And I don't have any sympathy for her. I don't have any pity. I think she should have had the death. I think she should have been put to death in Idaho. I wish that that would have not been taken off the table. But what are you going to do? I mean, who cares at this point? It's like, did she try to kill Brent? Yeah, she did. I mean, just like every fucking other person in her life. So there's no question that this is what this person was up to. Mm-hmm. Why are we wasting money? Why are we wasting time in people's lives? I just don't know. So I'm curious about it, but I'm ready for it to be done. I'm ready for her to go to her prison cell, and then maybe 20 years from now, it'll be interesting to do a Wikipedia and see if she's still alive.
I want to know how she was ever deemed competent.
The bar is low.
Apparently.
Yeah.
Wow.
The bar is very, very low.
Craving nonstop true crime updates? Press subscribe now and get the latest cases, analysis, and expert commentary delivered straight to your feed. Only from the Hidden Killers Podcast and True Crime Today.